And it's time to catch up on what's happening in Kimber. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Keith.
I understand that the art prize, it's now closed to entries?
Yes, it's closed to entries, but they've had a nice number of entries from all over the place. So we're really looking forward to seeing that all on display in the Kimber Institute in September. I think opening night is on the 10th. And I'm sure, as in previous years, there will be some stunning pieces of art and photography in there.
I did go in 2019 and there were some very, very nice pieces on display. I can highly recommend it. What's happening on the mental health front?
So the Kimber Health and Wellness Weekend is coming up on the 15th to the 17th of October. And they ran that a couple of years ago too. And it was full of workshops and activities and sessions and, a great weekend for a visit to Kimber. And they do have a Facebook page, so I would suggest if you want to follow what's happening. I know that one of the people joining them at the men's breakfast on that weekend is Warren the Unbreakable Farmer. He's a dairy farmer from Victoria, so hopefully he'll be able to get over here. Otherwise, I'm sure there's a Zoom-in option. But, there's all sorts of things happen that weekend, so certainly one to keep an eye on.
And, of course, everyone very excited for the Kimber show.
Yes, we're one of the few still going ahead. There's been cancellations across the state, left, right and centre. A lot of them are bigger shows than the Kimber show. But along with Woodna and Yalanda Flat and Cleve, we're still planning to go ahead. And we are celebrating 100 years since the very first Kimber show. That was actually on Wednesday, the 6th of October, and for years the Kimber show ran on a Wednesday, but hasn't for some time now. But we've got all of the usual good show activities, including the competition. But we're going to have a blade shearing demonstration just to take us back a few years. But on the entertainment side of things, we have Factory FMX Freestyle Motocross, and I think that will be the hit of the day. But there'll also be the Kids Bike Race, Cool for Kids performances, Animals Anonymous, if you like, Aussie animals, as opposed to just, pet lambs and goats and sheep. These are the real deal. These are the Aussie natives. And, I think they'll create lots of excitement and activity as well. Slime Lab will be here, but we are really looking for stall holders, both food and general stall holders. So if you would like to have a stall at the Kimber show, Jody Joyce is the contact, and you can find the details on the Kimber show website. KimberShow.com.au.
Get in amongst it for the Kimber Show on the 25th of September. Thank you very much, Kerry, and we may or may not catch you next month because, just like Alan from Cal, you might be needing a couple of days off.
Maybe, I think so, but I'm sure we'll find someone to have a chat with you.